For All Things Considered, I'm Ricky Bevington. Georgia's senior senator Johnny Isakson delivered his farewell speech this afternoon from the floor of the U.S. Senate. Isakson wasted no time getting to the point of his speech.
I want to talk about one subject today and one subject alone, and it's going to be short. But there's something missing in this place.
What's missing, Isakson said, is bipartisanship. Isakson spoke for just over 20 minutes, paying tribute to colleagues, telling stories from his time serving in the U.S. House and Senate, and he spoke his true mind.
I want to talk about bipartisan, but what bipartisan really is, and I don't think most of you really know what bipartisan is. I shouldn't say that to an educated group of people like this, who've been down a lot of tough trails like I have as well. But bipartisan doesn't mean that a Democrat and a Republican talk to each other every once in a while. It doesn't mean, it means this, it means that two people come together, probably have differences, probably have a lot of differences, but they find a way to get to the end of the trail where there's a possibility of a solution. And then they do the things you have to do to get that position. America's today is built on people who found a way to get to that end of the solution. No question about it.
As if to model bipartisanship, Isakson spent much of his time praising a Democrat, fellow Georgian, Congressman John Lewis.
Because in essence, really, John, to a much greater extent than me, but Ann and I together represent what things can change, how things can really change. If people want them to change, they're willing to do the things that let them change. I tell you, John was born in the 1940s. I was born in the 1940s. John went to, was born in, lived in Alabama. I lived in Georgia for a while. John came, you got his good senses together, and he came to, he heard Shelby, but Shelby was there, so he came to Alabama. But he's a good guy. John came there, and John worked, lived in a shotgun house. That's where the hole in the back and hole in the front, and you shoot through it, you don't hit anything. But John was a great civil rights leader in his youth. He was the president of SNCC, Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. And John walked the streets of Atlanta, Georgia, where I lived. And I was part of the people that Earl Warren, who had all those signs around Georgia, I thought he was running for office. He said, impeach Earl Warren. I never got that figured out until I got a little older. But anyway, Earl Warren had been part of the Brown versus the Board of Education decision. The schools were separate beasts but equal, had been thrown out. The schools were going to be integrated. The courts decided the only way to prove that you were doing it done was with numbers. So they figured how much of a percentage of how many black people would constitute a good number to say you were desegregated, and vice versa, solving the problem with statistics. I was on some of those first buses that rode through Atlanta, Georgia, taking black students of white schools. And I had some good friends who were black. That's another thing Southerners are blamed for. We always say, well, we had some really good friends who were black. I have some really good friends who are black. I still got them. One of them is John Lewis. But John Lewis is one of my real heroes in life because I watched what he went through to help us see the light in the South, in my part of the South, Georgia. And he was a hero, and was a hero to me.
Although he didn't call himself a hero, Isakson mentioned the tough times he went through voting against his own party. He quoted American author Mark Twain, "When confronted with a difficult decision, do what's right. You'll surprise a few, and you'll amaze the rest." Isakson said when he arrived in Congress, he, quote, "tried to start amazing everybody."
So I hope this Senate and this Congress and all of us in the years ahead, well, we've got some big problems. We'll start having a main goal personally. We're going to do everything we can to be a part of the solutions and the decisions that are going to have to be made. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. But you're going to find something. If you figure out, if you try and do it, others watch you do it, and you start making decisions and making solving problems, you're going to be more popular than other people. This is not a popularity contest, and governing is not a popularity contest. But this is a will of minds. Bipartisanship is a state of being. It's a state of mind. There are people in the United States Senate that I work with, that I love working with every day. I'm looking at someone right there in the eye. And they have an attitude that I like. I know I can go sit down and talk to them, and they say no, I will take it, and I won't stick my tongue at them or call them bad names or anything else. But they know I'll be there tomorrow, ask them to do something for me. Best way to get somebody to do for you something for you is when you hadn't done something for them the day before, then I'll say, maybe I help them out, I'll get some help on my side. It's a quid pro quo. Oh, that's a bad word. It's a I'm glad I remembered that joke. But those are the types of things you have to do.
As Senator Isaacson wrapped up his remarks today, he had a warning. He said, there are politicians who dance around hate. They won't use the buzzwords, Isaacson said, but they'll get close to it.
We've got to stand up for the evils of society today, because if we don't do it, nobody will. I decided I was going to tell you tonight what I really believe, and that is that America, we've got a problem. Just like Apollo had. And our problem is we're not going to repeat ourselves. We're not going to exist much longer. We live in the greatest country on the face of this earth. Ain't nobody any different, any better than the United States of America. Everybody's trying to break in. Nobody's trying to break out. We're always passing laws like they're all trying to break out. They're all trying to break in. Why? Because it's the safest, happiest, richest place in the world. But it is because we're the best people to protect that wealth and that happiness and have enough people to go in the military on a voluntary basis. Less than 1% of our population served in the military. And make us the strongest defender of freedom and opportunity of anybody in the world. If we ever lose that, if we ever lose the club, or the two before that the mule gets used to, then we'll lose our coverage of ethics and standby support and all the other things we love and the things we do.
Finally, ending on a high note, Senator Isaacson said one of his proudest moments in Congress happened last week. It was a photo taken after Congressman John Lewis praised him from the House floor.
So John made this beautiful speech, and I said, you know, this is my time to pay John back. All these years he's helped me out, so many things I've done. I went to his 75th birthday because I'm 75. I wanted to go see what somebody that old looked like. So I looked in the mirror and found out it looked like me. But John and I are turned out to be really good friends. So I went to John. I said, John, I want to thank you for that speech. It's the best I've ever heard. And I just opened my arms and hugged him. Not for a show, not for a display, not for any purpose, except to hug him because I love him. I know what he's done to make this a great country, as well as so many other things and many other people. Well, John hugged me, and it got pretty long there for a minute, and that didn't bother me. But the TV people all went crazy. And so the best picture you could have seen last week on the popular pictures and magazines, things like that, was John hugging me on the floor of the House.
That's Georgia's senior senator, Johnny Isaacson, giving his farewell speech Tuesday from the floor of the U.S. Senate. Isaacson is stepping down at the end of this year due to health issues. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington in Atlanta.